गुरुवे गुरु चंद्राया दारिकाय तलाला
महाभारत मही भारत नो
महाभारत नो कृष्ण भक्ताय सर्वभक्ताय नमो नमः. Gurudev, he is asking why Srila Prabhupada and his divine self are going everywhere in this world. And I'm thinking, Krishna, he never comes. He stays in his place.
Oh,
but Gurudev, he is very merciful. He is the walking Bhagavatam. One Bhagavatam stays on the shelf. The other one, he walks through the world. So he is so much more valuable. And so this is the mercy of Gurudev. And without his mercy, who would ever receive this divine message to awaken us up and help us drop off all these illusory coverings? So here we are at the 12th festival of New Braj. And for these 12 years, an unprecedented continuous flow of nectar has been coming from Srila Gurudev's mouth. Even we are not qualified to receive this divine nectar, but he is also making us qualified so that we can taste this nectar. Nobody could ever repay Srila Gurudev for this divine gift. We will know this more and more as it goes on, because there is no repayment for such a matchless gift that he is giving us. We can all, our duty as sadhaks is to try to be humble and submissive, to render service and follow, and to be enthusiastic and have a serviceable attitude in our service. This is all we can do. But still, it'll never be repayment for a gift that cannot be received in this material world. So we're extremely happy, and however he wants us to dance, we will dance. I'm thinking that, Gurudev, I've read something very sweet that actually, even if you try to get away from Gurudev, oh, he has very long arms. Gurudev's arms are very long, and he'll catch you and bring you back. This is his mercy. So we are all very lucky. And even though I am not so Krishna consciousness, I feel very fortunate to be here, and I pray that you'll all have mercy on me also and give me your blessing. All I can say is Jaya Srila Gurudev. Yeah.
So I offer my unlimited obeisances unto his divine grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and to his divine grace, Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. He has introduced some question: why are there great acharyas throughout the ages traveling throughout the world to liberate unlimited persons? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Jiva Dharma that the only way to get Nitya Sukriti is in relationship to a Mahasadhu. So he is traveling around the world, saving everyone. There's unlimited stories about what a moment of Sadhu Sangha can do, just the slightest little service. But our divine grace, he is trying to push us forward into the realm of pure bhakti. And in my case, he is dragging me, and this is the most wonderful of all opportunities to make spiritual advancement. Therefore, I thank everyone for coming. They will all give me blessings and his divine grace for his unlimited mercy to this condition. So is it to me.
Om Gyanatamurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Meditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Gurudev is asking why himself, Srila Prabhupada, and Narada Muni, personalities in our life, travel all over the world. For those of us who have had the good fortune recently to go out and meet the public, something is very special that's happening. There's a new receptivity, there's a new energy. Years ago, after Prabhupada left, the spiritual current that he brought forth into this world, it stopped. There was confusion, misrepresentation by unqualified personalities. Now Gurudev is traveling all over the world so many times, and it's had its effect. The people in general now are ripe, and it's a very exciting time for us to be part of this Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But also those of us who have this shelter are experiencing something very special too. When Sri Mathura, when Srila Gurudev was giving class, at the end of his class, he said, Mr. Kartik, he said, to be hopeless is offense, is aparad. You should think, my Gurudev has planted the seed of pure bhakti in my heart, and in time it will fructify. And referring to myself, I think he said, for some it may take a little longer, but it will happen. So the next year when I saw Gurudev, I was ready. He came up to me and he said, how are you? So I went, my Gurudev has planted the seed of pure bhakti in my heart. And Gurudev went, oh, so hopefully I scored a few points on that one. But when you think about what our situation is, personalities like myself with unlimited aparads, countless tendencies towards impersonalism, and so many horrible samskaras. For a personality like this, to actually aspire even for selfless, to become a selfless, dedicated, cooperative particle of love and affection to the pleasure of Radha and Krishna is inconceivable. But our Gurudev, he can make the impossible possible, and this is his mission. And we're so fortunate that his intention for us is greater than our opposing tendencies and our misgivings that are so prominent. So Prabhupada once was asked, how come you don't do any miracles like Jesus Christ? And Prabhupada went, these are my miracles. So Gurudev is performing so many miracles, we're all experiencing it, and somehow or other, hope is there, despite all material calculation, just like in the Bhagavad Gita. And by material calculation, the armies of the Kurus were so much greater. They had Bhishma Dev and Drona. But the Pandavas had Krishna on their side. So we're in a very difficult situation, internally and externally, Kali Yuga. But we have Gurudev on our side. And his intention for us will prevail. And the only reason we can even aspire for selfless service is because he's already done something in our hearts. So if I can borrow a page from Shri Padmanabha Maharaj's book, I just want to use some little poem and say, I'm mad, I'm bad, and I'm very sad. Please make me glad. Make me yours, Guru. Please make me glad.
Shalakaya Chakshundam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurudev Namaha. My humble obeisances and the lotus feet of my Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. Also to my Shishya Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. We're so fortunate that Srila Gurudev has come here to grace us again so many times now, the 12th time. And so many devotees here for the first day. Very wonderful. So Gurudev was asking this question, why all the great sages and spiritual masters have traveled all over the world. And I was thinking one story that I had heard about our Prabhupada, so many years ago, when he first came, he was staying in a room in the downstairs of the Portland temple. And one devotee was cleaning his rooms, and he happened to notice a billfold, like a wallet. And he was very curious. He knew he shouldn't be doing this, but his temptation was too strong. And he pulled out from there a piece of paper, and it was folded up many times. And almost like a secret treasure map, he began to slowly unfold it, one piece at a time. And finally, he opened it up. You could see the paper was curved. Prabhupada had had it a very long time. And when he looked at what was there, he read one beautiful statement, and it said, "How to save the world." So this was our Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's vision that he had had for so many years, how to save the world. So all of our spiritual masters, this is their purpose. This is their mission, how to save the world, how to bring the jiva souls back to Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada was very expert. He had many weapons. He came and he had prasadam. He captured so many devotees by their tongue. He had the holy name, chanting Hare Krishna. In Tompkins Square Park, he would sit for hours just chanting Hare Krishna, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Even he would be sitting there and hippies would be poking him, trying to give him wine and so many things. But he just simply chanted and he attracted so many. But as Srila Gurudev has pointed out so many times, first he had to cut so many jungles. But that's not all he came to do, cutting jungles. He also had so many other things to give. Especially he wanted to give about Krishna and Radharani and the pastimes in Vrindavan. And he did that so expertly in his books. Everything is there in his books, but yet at the same time, gradually he had to bring these things. So, like any expert warrior, he brought his weapons out one at a time, and as the battle got more difficult, then he brought more powerful weapons, just like Prabhuji was mentioning about the Mahabharata. So many great warriors fought each other, and each time a battle would continue, then they would bring out a more powerful weapon to finally defeat their enemy. So, when Srila Prabhupada was getting ready to leave this world, he decided to call out his one of his most powerful secret weapons, Brahmastra. He called Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami. And he sat with him by his bed and he said, "I came to give so much. I've trained them so far, but there's more. They need more to give. Will you help? Will you come?" And Srila Gurudev very mercifully, although somewhat reluctantly, he said, "Yes, I will help." So now he's come to continue giving what Srila Prabhupada gave and to make it so that everyone could understand it. And he's asked this other question many times. He said, "What is the meaning of this pranam mantra, Gauravani Pracharane? What is the deep meaning of this?" So I think he's been telling us all so much how Mahaprabhu came and what his mission was and how he invested it into Sri Rupa Goswami Pad and how he's given it down the line of our Guru Varga. So Gurudev is expertly continuing to give us this, and there's no better source to hear. We're all so fortunate, so lucky to be here. Please take advantage of this festival. We have classes beginning tonight and then all through the festival. Every day, three classes, and then Srila Gurudev in the evening, so there'll be no shortage of wonderful, sweet Harikatha headed by Srila Gurudev. We're here to serve you. Anything we can do, please allow us to help, and we look forward to a wonderful festival, and especially our greatest thanks go and appreciation to the great fortune, Srila Gurudev. Thank you so much for coming.
Is there something yet?
Very good. First of all, I offer my unlimited Gandhava pranams unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Nitya Lila Prapista Om Vishnu Padasta Satashi Shuman Shiva Bhakti Gananda Swamaraj. Same unlimited pranams I offer to the lotus feet of my Shikshakuru. Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Paravaja Gachari Vastatar Satashi Shuman Shiva Bhakti Gananda Swamaraj. As far as the question. Pranamsa all our Guru Bhaga and all these Sama devotees. Welcome to Badger. Thank you so much for coming here, especially Gurudev. This question Gurudev has asked, I can't look in my heart and find a way to fathom the heart of the pure devotees. But he has told us a few times why he's come. He said that he heard hearts crying. So I've been trying to understand what kind of ears does that take to hear hearts crying? What kind of sensitivity? And as Prabhu was saying, Srila Prabhupada's motivation was to save the world. What kind of sensitivity does that mean? And where is that coming from? And we understand from Gurudev's teachings and Srila Prabhupada's teachings that in our Gaudiya line, one spiritual master, our Srila Gurudev, he is none different because of his relationship with his Gurudev. They're the same in heart. He knows completely his Gurudev's heart because he has pleased his Gurudev. And so we understand that this desire to distribute bhakti and to save the world is coming from his Gurudev, the Gurudev's Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Srila Prabhupada, all the way, Srila Bhakti, all the way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all the way up the line to Srimati Radhika herself and Krishna. So something, there must be a clue to the mystery in this line of hearts. And so one time, also Gurudev explained to us in Australia that some reporter was asking, what is your mission? What are you trying to accomplish? And Gurudev said, my mission is the same mission as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My mission is to distribute love and affection. And he said, the greatest expression of this love and affection is the hearing, the giving and the receiving of Hare Katha. So we are so fortunate for now 12 years. We've been under the guidance and used our fairly useless ears that were to hear his Hare Katha and trying to understand what kind of ears are required to actually hear hearts crying from such long distance. Thank you.
First of all, offering my thousands of Dandavat Pranams unto the lotus feet of my Guru Pad Padma Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to all Guru Parampara, and to all the assembled devotees. I'd like to express my gratefulness, my gratitude, first of all, to Srila Gurudev, and then, of course, to all the assembled devotees, because if it wasn't for all of you coming, then also Srila Gurudev wouldn't come here. So all of you actually make this festival possible. So I know that Gandhava pure devotee is so rare that if you don't feel the proper gratitude, then it's very hard to actually receive that sangha. I know that in The Upadeshanamrita Rupa Goswami describes the most paramount dham, the realm in this world, which is goes up to Sri Vrindavan, Sri Govardhan, and Sri Radhakund. But really, Vrindavan, Radhakund, and Govardhan, they all reside in the heart of a sadhu. So today, and for 7 days onward, here in Badger, this will be Vrindavan, this will be Radhakund, and there will be no better place to be in the world than this place here in Badger. So I feel very, very fortunate, but at the same time, hearing from a sadhu, or simply coming to this festival, most people think of this, or many of those people who are working in the world, full-time jobs, they think of this as a vacation, coming here for 7 days, not any work, we can only listen and hear. But actually, this is not a vacation. This is where the work actually starts. This is where sadhan bhakti actually starts. It was a very, very serious thing. And to properly understand, to properly hear, really Gurudev says, why has he come? He comes and he delivers everything through his Harikatha. So most important, everyone comes here, of course, you can associate with the devotees. We'll try to make very nice preparations, prasadam, so everyone feels comfortable. But really, this is all only to make the atmosphere more favorable so we can hear Harikatha coming from Srila Gurudev's lotus mouth, and this will give us eternal benefit. So I hope we can do this and everyone can be happy enough. And we can properly take this Harikatha with this Guru Puja. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya Chitete Koriya Aika Arana Koriya Mani Asha. So really, those words emanating from Gurudev's mouth, they should become one with our life. And what that means is not only we come, we hear Harikatha, and it goes through 1 year, and goes out the other year, we don't remember anything. Really, the proper way to make a trail from your ear down to your heart, because that's where we have to store all these things, is to continuously hearing, and at the same time, try to endeavor in your own life to practically follow those instructions which we are given. Because if we simply hear, we jump up and down, we eat some rasgullas, then we go home, and this week will pass like any other week. So it's a very, very rare opportunity, but only those who are very serious to take this opportunity will receive some benefit. And Srila Gurudev is so merciful. I know Nanda Maharaj, he said one shloka mentioning Garga Muni, Mahadvichalanam Grinam Grihinam Dina Chetasam Nishraya Shaya Bhagavan Anyata Kalpate Kvajit, that the Svabhava, Mahanta Svabhava Te Elina Pamad. The svabhava of a sadhu is to go from house to house because we're so fallen. We heard of the glories of Rajadam, but still we can't go there. We're too entangled in our lives, our children, our family, our work, so it's not possible for us to go there. We're too fallen. So Srila Gurudev, all the Mahantas, like Narada Muni not only travels in this world, but the whole universe, and search for people who are in need of help. They see these people, they're so fallen, they can't even come to Vrindavan, so I have to go to them. So he comes, and he gives Harikatha in the form of Harikatha. This is actually the medicine for liberation from all sufferings. Nishreya Shaya Bhagavan Anyata Kopate Kvachit. Those people who are averse to Bhagavan, he makes them face towards Bhagavan. And our condition is so sad. It's also said, Adharma Shilasya Sudhukitasya. That means it's very, very, not only is sad, but he says Sudhukitasya. It's most sad because even though they're engaged in all these works, which is only bringing suffering, they think that they're happy. So what is the hope for them? They can never deliver themselves. So out of compassion, seeing our condition, these great souls, like Srila Gurudev, they come, and they do whatever they can. I know myself, at least, it takes so much more than just hearing. It takes beating and mulling into place. And somehow or other, though, he never gives up. So I'm very indebted to Srila Gurudev, and I pray to all the Vaishnavas to please make me a proper recipient by giving me their mercy so I can properly hear Srila Gurudev's classes, also practice them in my own life, and continue to serve Srila Gurudev and public devotees.